Congressman Adam Kinzinger is one of Bloomington Normal's most famous political exports, rising from the McLean County Board all the way to Congress. Now, in the Trump era, the Republicans' rising star has become even more visible. GLT's Ryan Denham reports on Kinzinger's path to Congress and what might come next.
20 years ago, Adam Kinzinger was a college kid navigating the politics of the McLean County Board, pushing for fiscal discipline, evening meeting times, and merging the Bloomington Election Commission into the county clerk's office. Now the 41-year-old congressman is everywhere, a regular fixture on cable news and even NPR.
Joining us now, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois.
He's a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and he served in the Air Force, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. Welcome.
Thank you.
I just talked to one congressman, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who said that he too would be...
Kinzinger's been considered a rising star since he first entered politics, winning his county board seat at age 20 while still an Illinois State University student. But his national profile has grown considerably in the past year.
One day we're all going to be campaigning for him in the state of Iowa, the state of New Hampshire. He's that good of a messenger, and he's that good of a member of Congress.
That's Congressman Rodney Davis, a fellow House Republican who helped Kinzinger get elected to Congress in 2010.
There's nobody who really espouses the Republican conservative message as well as my friend Adam does.
Kinzinger is a regular on CNN.
We got to get past that, or we're going to continue in this stupid shutdown idiocy cycle for the rest of our time out here, and that's got to stop.
And MSNBC.
Of ISIS, which there will be an ISIS 2 or an Al-Qaeda 3, because the ideology is not dead, just the organization.
And Fox News.
This is a pattern with Iran. I think the thing we have to keep in mind, Iran has been attacking U.S. interests for 30 years.
The media often turns to Kinzinger on foreign policy and military affairs, given his background. He serves in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is a veteran himself, and still serves as a lieutenant colonel in the Air National Guard. Pat Brady is the former chair of the Illinois Republican Party. He says Republicans lost one of their top voices on national security and foreign policy when Senator John McCain died last year.
Congressman Kinzinger kind of stepped into that void. They're always looking for someone in the media and others, a leader that knows what he's talking about, to speak when there are big issues, and he seems to have stepped into that role.
Kinzinger's also been more willing to break with President Trump or even criticize him publicly than other House Republicans. Here he is with S.E. Cupp on CNN after Trump said he'd take information that might help his campaign from a foreign government, even though that would be illegal.
Well, look, if you talk to all of them kind of privately, we all agree. Here's the problem.
What good does privately do? I'm so sick of hearing Republicans, when they talk privately, say one thing. What good does that do anyone?
I agree, but here's the issue I'm getting at. So every day there's kind of a new outrage, and about 70% of them aren't any Trump's doing. I think it's stuff taken out of context. When it came to this information, for instance, I took a little bit of time to actually see all this set in context before I made a comment on it. And my comment is, you can't take foreign information from a foreign government. So, look, I wish people would speak out more about stuff like this.
Pat Brady says Kinzinger is a good conservative Republican, but also an independent thinker.
That represents his district well, because I think that's what that district wants. And I think that people expect him to support the president on issues that are consistent with conservative beliefs. But when he steps out of those beliefs or gets out of line, then someone needs to point it out and give Congressman Kinzinger credit. He's had the courage to do that.
Kinzinger's frequent CNN appearances have not gone unnoticed back in his district, according to Kelly Kinate of Fairbury, chair of the Livingston County Republican Party. Generally, he says local Republicans there have a good relationship with Kinzinger and his staff. But Kinzinger's lack of support for Trump during the 2016 campaign has not been forgotten.
Now Trump is his commander-in-chief, so being a veteran, I personally see it as, you got to remember your chain of command.
During an interview with WGLT from his office in Washington, Kinzinger says he's just calling balls and strikes.
If there's things that he says I don't like, I'll say that. I'm not looking for an opportunity to go out and disagree with the president, but I'm also going to be honest. And I think we need more of that. Frankly, that's what people used to expect of their congressmen, and so that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Those moments of independence aside, Kinzinger still votes in line with Trump's priorities most of the time. The data news site 538 is tracking how members of Congress vote in relationship to Trump's position on specific bills, and Kinzinger has voted with Trump's position 93% of the time. It's about the same as Congressman Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood, the two House Republicans who represent Bloomington Normal in Congress. Democrat Sarah Dady from Rockford ran against Kinzinger in 2018. He won with 59% of the vote.
What Mr. Kinzinger says
how he votes are often two different things.
Staying in the foreign affairs lane, Kinzinger criticized Trump last year after the president announced a decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, saying ISIS was defeated. But on other issues, Dady says Kinzinger didn't do enough, like condemning the Trump administration's family separation policy at the border.
Mr. Kinzinger is a hawk on military engagement, and so he'll criticize the president when the president isn't as hawkish as Mr. Kinzinger thinks he should be.
Kinzinger doesn't represent Bloomington-Normal anymore, where his political career began on the county board. After first winning a seat in 2010, the redistricting after that year's census bumped him into the 16th congressional district in northern Illinois. That includes Pontiac, Morris, Ottawa, and parts of Rockford. That's where he knocked off another Republican, Don Manzullo, in 2012 to stay in Congress. Scott Schroffnagel is a professor and chair of the political science department at Northern Illinois University. He says Kinzinger proved himself an effective campaigner.
Since then, he's kind of had it easy because the Democrats in the state of Illinois, you know, drew him a pretty safe district.
Sarah Dady says the 16th district doesn't see a lot of Kinzinger these days. She says she only got one debate with him on the radio, not in front of a public crowd. She says she was only in the same room with Kinzinger three times throughout the whole campaign.
Running against Kinzinger is kind of like running against a goat, you know.
Kinzinger's political future is wide open. On paper, he's an attractive candidate for higher office. He's 41 years old, a veteran, famously helped save a woman's life in Wisconsin by disarming a guy with a knife, and he's seen as a thoughtful Republican who knows how to campaign. He's got $1.2 million in his campaign fund as of March. State Senator Jason Barrickman is a Bloomington Republican, himself with a growing profile statewide. Barrickman says he'd like to see Kinzinger run against Illinois' senior Democratic Senator, Dick Durbin, in 2020. Barrickman says Republicans need a Tier 1 candidate to give it a shot, even if they come up short and need to try again against Senator Tammy Duckworth in 2022.
And he's getting a lot of attention in the Chicago media. He's considered to be a thoughtful Republican who does a great job with the media. He does a great job raising money. I think Adams should be certainly one that takes a look at that.
In April, Kinzinger's name was floated as a possible nominee to become Secretary of the Air Force. Kinzinger said he'd consider it if he was offered the job. Ultimately, the Trump administration instead chose Barbara Barrett, a former diplomat and aerospace research executive. Back in Illinois, Kinzinger concedes running for something statewide, like the U.S. Senate or for governor in 2022, would not be easy.
It's not in my mind right now. I enjoy being in the House. Let's be, you know, quite clear, Illinois is not the most Republican of states either. But, you know, if there's an opportunity that pops up and I think I'm the right fit and I think it's doable, I certainly would take a look at it.
Scott Schroffnagel from Northern Illinois University says he's been watching Kinzinger's career for years. He says he seems comfortable in Washington and could rise up the House leadership ranks there. He says Kinzinger's future in higher office may hinge on the future of the Republican Party itself.
You know, and if the Republican Party is going to embrace Donald Trump wholeheartedly and stake their, you know, short-term future on his electoral success, then Kinzinger is probably an odd man out, right? He doesn't fit that mold.
Pat Brady, the state's former GOP chair, says he hopes Kinzinger does pursue higher office one day.
Politics is a lot about timing, and then let's see what happens. But, I think he'd be great if he wanted to do that, but I think he's smart to just focus on what he's doing right now.
One thing that Kinzinger can take off his to-do list, getting engaged. He recently got engaged to Sophia Boza-Holman, the director of strategic media for Vice President Mike Pence. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can see more politics coverage at our website, wglt.org. Just click on Politics and Government on the drop-down menu.